Miss You Forever, written by Josephine Cox and read by Sherry Baines.
Go on, you old hag. Get back to the slums where you belong.
The taunts rang in Kathleen's ears. Tripping and stumbling over the cobbles, she hurried away, wincing beneath the onslaught of abuse and objects that followed her.
You'd better run, old woman.
The jeers were merciless.
If you're not out of sight in 2 minutes, we'll set the dogs on you.
As if to endorse the threat, the two bull mastiffs growled threateningly, straining at their leashes, mouths dripping saliva at the thought of sinking their fangs into her soft, ancient flesh.
What you got in that bag then, eh? Crown jewels, I shouldn't wonder, by the way she's clutching it.
The dogs went crazy to be loosed.
They fancy that scraggy mongrel of theirs for dinner,
someone yelled, and they fell about laughing. As she fled, Kathleen prayed the thugs would not carry out their threat. She knew the danger, for they were no different from many others who had made fun of her along the way. The old woman had lost count of the times when she'd been jeered at, spat at, laughed at, or chased away at the sharp end of a pitchfork. People were wary of newcomers, especially newcomers with no fixed abode or means of earning a living. Generally, they tended to pour scorn and contempt on such as Kathleen. Being made unwelcome was something she had learned to live with. There were times when she met with kindness and compassion, but these occasions were few and far between. Too old and too tired to run anymore, she yearned to put down roots, but with each passing year, the prospect grew more unlikely. In her lonely treks, Kathleen Peterson had travelled the length and breadth of Britain. She had tramped across the green fields of the Emerald Isle and climbed the hills of Scotland. She had stayed in the Welsh valleys, travelled every nook and cranny of England. But her heart always brought her back to her native Blackburn. Yet Kathleen had neither home nor family. No one who would miss her if she never returned. Her life was in the diaries she so jealously guarded, and in the mangy old dog she had found snuggling up to her when she awoke in an alley one cold February morning. He was a dolly mixture of black and brown, with a long meandering splash of white down his nose and a speckle of grey round his whiskers. He had one black ear that had been broken in a fight and hung sadly over his head like an eye patch, while the other ear remained upright and finely tuned to every sound.